Welcome to the Love Sue Haiti Show, your podcast on all things love and pop culture. We're obsessed with self-love and reality TV. We're going to talk about it right here. So subscribe and pump up the volume. Happy Make It Happen Monday, a weekly edition of the Love Sue Haiti Show, where I give you motivation and straight up bro talk so we develop into our best selves. So unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on if you like Make It Happen Mondays, this is going to be the last Make It Happen Monday for a while, mostly because my life is changing once again and I won't have as much time to drop this episode and an episode on Tuesdays and do reality. So yeah, I know. You're like, why does this girl keep changing the format to Haiti? Get a grip. I promise I am not having, okay, I am having another midlife crisis. It's like a weekly thing, y'all. It's like a weekly thing. My birthday is April 16th. Happy birthday to me. I'm going to be 43 years young. And one of the things that I want to focus on in this personal new year, and I've been working on as the years have passed, since basically I became a single mom in, God, when I turned 40, has it been that long that I've been a single mom? It has. I really want to focus on simplifying my life. So one of the ways that I know that I have to simplify my life is to do less, which means I have to focus on the things that are making me the most money. And this podcast is fun and I love to be on a mic, but it's not making me the money that I need to pay my bills and buy my house and all that thing. With that said, today's Make It Happen Monday is about transitions and phases in our lives. Something that we can all relate to, right? Because we are not the same people that we were 10 years ago. Sue Haiti 10 years ago was 32, going on 33 years old. She was single and definitely ready to mingle. And I had a lot of lofty goals. So I was writing, but I was still trying to climb that editorial ladder. I was doing a lot of great things. I was still living in New York City. Yeah, and I had a great social life. So I had the time and I was in the headspace of hustle, hustle, hustle. I didn't have to think about anybody but myself because I didn't have anyone else but myself. And now I'm in a different place, right? 10 years before that, I was 22. And if I think about 22-year-old Sue Haiti on April, what day is it today that I'm recording? On April 12th, man, that was 2000? Jesus Christ, was that in 2000? Yes, because I had just graduated college. And what was 22-year-old Sue Haiti thinking about then, focusing on then, transitioning to then? Graduation, getting a job, being an hashtag adult for the first time, like a real adult with responsibilities and rent, because I lived in the dorm and yes, I paid tuition, but I thought it was money that I didn't have to pay back. As many college students do, like, let me level up in college. We'll think about the student loans later. And then you're like 42. Fuck, these student loans are still here. So transitions. Life is full of different phases, different decades. Time goes by. And what we could have done and should have done and wanted to do 20 years ago, even 5 years ago, even maybe a week ago, like me and my midlife crises, it's not going to be the same. And what I realized recently, and I always come here on Make It Happen Mondays, the last one of until the unforeseeable future, I hope you take it in, is that it is okay to not be the same person that we were, to not have the same goals or needs. And I'm going to focus on the need part right now. I pretty much in my heart know that I still wish to have the life that 22-year-old Sue Haiti wanted to have. Actually, no. 22-year-old Sue Haiti just wanted to party, so I don't. I just wanted a job to help me pay my rent in the apartment that I lived in with my best friend so that we can afford cute outfits that we bought in Queens to party every day of the week, even though we were educating children as teachers going into school hungover. I do not want that life. I do still desire and have the same goals that 32-year-old Sue Haiti has. And I'm just doing the 10-year because this just came to me. Like, I feel like 10 years is a huge difference in your life, right? Yes, you change every day and hopefully you're evolving daily. But if you really want to look at how you've changed, you look 10 years back, a decade. So 32-year-old Sue Haiti, April 12th, 2011, Sue Haiti. That Sue Haiti had the dream to be a writer, had the dream to be creative full-time, had the dream to build an empire, had the dream to be on television, had the dream to entertain, to be on the mic. And I think at that time I was on the mic. It was my first time that I popped my cherry. And I had popped my radio cherry. I believe it was in 2011. I was on La Mega and El Vacilón de la Mañana in New York City. I still have those dreams. I still deep down know that I want to build that empire, that I want to have that print magazine, that Latina X Love explode. That's what I do full time. Create, create, create. Speak to you all on this mic. Make money podcasting. Not having to have 3 million side hustles. Being able to work from home and being there for my son and picking him up from school and dropping him off. Those are the things that I've always wanted when I saw my life, what my life was going to be like at 42. It's not what I thought it was going to be. And I'm accepting the fact that that is okay. Because life sometimes doesn't pan out the way you wish. You can try and you can work as hard and plan and dream and hustle. But life happens, shit happens. And we make decisions that veer us off our course. I have made decisions that have veered me off course, but I don't regret those decisions because if I would have not taken the steps to move back from Los Angeles to New York, if I would not have gone on an online dating app and met my ex-fiance, I wouldn't have my baby. And becoming a mom shifted everything. I still have those desires in my heart, but what I need is different than what I want. And that's what happens when we go into this transitional period, this slowdown, this midlife, right? I'm in midlife. So anyone that's listening that's my age, you probably feel me. And if you're not my age and you're listening, because I do see the stats and I do have a lot of 20-something, early 30-year-olds listening, you will get here. Even if you love your job now, even if you're in an amazing marriage, there's going to be a transition period when you want to slow down, where you want to do less, where you want to be steady, when you want to have peace, where you want to be stable, where you want to just sit and be. What do you get when you mix a lot of Catholic guilt, a little bit of sex, and a Dominican mom crying?
Yo no te crié así.
Love Trips. That's my first self-published book where I share my relationship wins, woes, and lessons. Get a digital or print copy today on lovesuhiri.com or you can find it on Amazon. All the links to buy Love Trips are in the podcast description. Get your copy to commiserate with my relationship stumbles. Hustling and going gets exhausting, people. I want to get off the Ferris wheel. Snap, snap, snap. I might like do a slam poetry right now. I used to do a lot of slam poetry 10 years ago, April 12, 2011. I might have been on stage. Probably. I still have the desire to do those things. I still envision myself singing in a band because I'm also a singer. I still envision myself checking things off my bucket list, like learning how to sew. And being on television and taking voice lessons and taking acting lessons and taking improv lessons, the want and the desire to do those things is still there. There comes a point that you transition out of what it is that you want and you have to look at what you need. What you need to have a livelihood, what you need to pay your bills, what you need to then establish a foundation in terms of your roots, in terms of your home, in terms of your family. That's what shifted. That's what's been shifting. It's not just me anymore. It's also me and my son and one day my future partner. And it's a big, big lesson I've learned that in a partnership, it's not about I, it's about we. And if you have a partner that believes that too, you can move mountains and really make ish happen. So I'm in a selfless period now. And I don't think that I was selfish before, even though I do believe that everyone has selfish tendencies. And maybe I was a little selfish with my career. I wanted it, and it didn't matter what anybody felt. That was a want and a need. A want to do the things that I love and a need innately to have passion for my work. And now I'm at a place where my need is to be stable, to stand still, to have the time to be with my son, to be able to give him financially the things that he wants, to be able to provide him with a home and myself as well. So the wants are taking a back seat. They're still there. I still have the bucket list. But I'm realizing that it doesn't have to happen now. There's not this immediacy as there was when I was 22-year-old Suhaiti and 32-year-old Suhaiti. It needed to happen then. It was now or never. But when you look back at the transitions and the phases in your life, you realize that could have happened later and it still happened, right? You don't have to get what you want and have the love and the career that you want exactly when you want it. If you don't get it then, it doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. And if you don't get it in a certain time, it doesn't mean that you failed. And sometimes you get the things that you want when you want them and you're not ready for them. And you squander them or sabotage them. And sometimes you get the things that you want when you wanted them and they end. And you move on to the next transition in your life. Because it doesn't last forever doesn't mean that you failed. Because it doesn't last forever doesn't mean that you weren't a success and that you didn't accomplish what you set out to accomplish. I know that I'm talking to somebody right here because I'm feeling this. Somebody is listening, thinking, and feeling bad because they're not where they thought they were going to be in this phase in their life. Sit with it, reflect, but also acknowledge that you have done shit, that you have made ish happen. Don't sit in the what if and I could have and I should have and I didn't and look at me now. And I say this from experience because I think and I have thought this over and over. Analysis paralysis. And that's what happens when we are in a transitional period in our life and we still want to live the life that we said and we thought that we wanted to have, but we are not in the space anymore where our needs align with our wants. Something has to shift. The life that I need does not align with the life that I wanted and that I still deep down want. Because as much as I would love to be a head honcho and work in New York City and wear the clothes and step into a magazine and be the editor in chief, you know what I need? I need to be with my son. I need to be close to him. I need not to commute into the city. I need to just drive 20 minutes from work to home. I need to be able to provide. So I can't just freelance and I can't just live a life where I'm free at this moment in time. And I can't just jump from job to job and hustle to hustle because that is not going to align with the needs that I have in this transition period in my life. It actually clashes. The wants that we had 20, 10 years ago can be the same. It can't happen if it doesn't gel with your needs. Something has to shift. You have to pause and say, can I do this later? Can you do it after your kids are grown? Can you go after your wants again when your kids are married or in college or more independent or not toddlers? And if you don't have children and something else is holding you back, like your mindset, can you do it when you go to therapy? Can you do it when you get a life coach and you are not going to go and self-sabotage your goals when you're so close? So what I want you to do today on the last Make It Happen until the unforeseeable future, until my schedule clears for me to come back because I love doing this, is to really think about what you want and what you need and ask yourself, are they clashing or are they gelling? And if they're gelling, congratulations, embrace it, go with it until the next transition. And then you have to reevaluate again. And if they're clashing, you have to decide, does your need overpower your wants? And I would say the needs come first. Especially their basic needs, like having financial stability and security to have a roof over your head, their bare bones of necessities, food on the table, not going out to Starbucks and getting a coffee. I'm not talking about that. And do your wants, regardless of what category you're in, align not just with your needs, but also with the lifestyle that you desire. We may want a high-powered job at a Fortune 500 company, but we might need and desire a lifestyle where we are working at home or we are close to our kids' school or we are present for most of our kids' upbringing. But if you're a head honcho in a Fortune 500 company commuting 2 hours to and fro to the city from wherever you live in the suburbs and you're working a 9 to 5, 9 to 6, whatever it is because you're putting in those hours, then guess what? You ain't gonna physically be there the way you want to be there as a mom, as a parent. So look at your want, look at your need, and then look at the lifestyle. What lifestyle do you want in this transition? And does your want and your need and your lifestyle gel or does it crash? If it crashes, you got some thinking to do, just like I have. I've had to really sit down with myself and say, Suhaiti, midlife crisis number 155? You need to choose what you can do with the time that you have as a single mom who wants to be present in her son's life, but still needs to provide financial stability, not only for your child, but also for you and your future. So this podcast has to go a little bit slower. And I have to pull back, which means I'm going to post one episode a week, maybe two. And I would love to hear your feedback. I am live again on Instagram. I am sort of kind of public for now. I'll probably go private again soon. I'm trying to figure out and again decide my want and need in terms of social media. Do I really need social media in my life? Do I really need to be active on Instagram? I know I don't want to, but do I need to? Do I need this for my livelihood? And do I need this for my mental health and my psyche and my emotional well-being? Probably not, but I definitely make money off Instagram. So again, I'm still figuring out the gelling and the crashing on Instagram. Drop me a DM. I always read them and respond when I can. And let me know what you want to hear. Do you want a weekly episode like this? I do get DMs that people feel like the Make It Happen really helps them. Or do you want weekly episodes where I'm focusing more on the relationship stuff? I'm going to be really transparent right now that I'm probably going to interview guests less because of time. I need to make sure that I have the peace of mind and that I have the time to be able to provide for myself, my son. And this doesn't feel like a chore. I do have a couple of episodes that I'm going to drop, but this is the last Make It Happen officially. The podcast will just be on, oh man, see now I'm already having a midlife crisis. Is it going to be Mondays or Tuesdays? I'm feeling Mondays. I'm feeling starting off the week with y'all hearing my voice. And this also helps me. Sharing these messages on Mondays make me feel really good. It starts off my day pretty good when I post it and record it on time that you have it in the morning. That didn't happen today, but life happens. I had an appointment. Sue me. Don't sue me. I don't have any money. I'm going to go with my gut, and I'm feeling these type of episodes a lot more than guests coming on and talking about love and relationships. And then we'll see what happens. I'll take it from there. I will drop other things when I do have a time, like special episodes, like guest episodes and reality TV. I'll drop them when I have the time. I'm probably going to keep doing Real Housewives because those are doing really well. So I'm going to go with the numbers. And I actually really love Real Housewives. All right, that's it for me. Your girl Sue Haiti on the Love Sue Haiti Show. Thank you for joining me, supporting me, and just having the patience as I undergo my 156 midlife crisis. Come back, y'all. Come back on Monday for another episode. Let's see what the segment will be. But I appreciate you. I love that many of you champion me. It makes me feel really, really good. And it helps me evolve into a better human being overall as I continue through these transitions that are part of life. And as I continue to really figure out what gels, what crashes, my needs and my wants. And it's always going to be a process. This is life. Thank you. Till next time.